To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try to make it rain.
Once again for another rodeo wrap-up report, live from Gonzales, Louisiana, with the Professional Rough Stock Series. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Masick, and we are wrapping things up down in Louisiana. Man, I've got to tell you, this has been one of the most exciting events I have attended all season long. You know, we've talked about it, but it just keeps getting bigger and better here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we get out to these rodeos and these events that are going on to promote this sport and what we're doing here. And it is just exciting to see the type of event that was held right here in Gonzales, Louisiana. It's the Battle in the Bayou from the Lamar Dixon Expo Center with the Professional Rough Stock Series. Now, for the fans that have been following along here with Making Eight Rodeo Network, you guys know that we've talked a little bit about the Professional Rough Stock Series. We've talked with Spud Whitman. We've talked with some of the competitors that have competed here. And, you know, we have not had an opportunity to get down to one ourselves until this weekend. Wow. That is the best way you can describe it. Wow, wow, wow. What an exciting event. It was well worth the price of any admission. I will tell you that some of the highlights that we're going to talk about here were so exciting that you know, just hearing it from me is not going to do it justice. You need to be able to tune in to RFD TV May 3rd as they start the television broadcast of these events with the Professional Rough Stock Series. So make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be well worth it. We have got a lot to talk about. It was hot in the Bayou country, but it was even hotter at the Lamar Dixon Expo Center as the cowboys came in. Now, this is what we saw. We saw bareback riding, bull riding, and saddle bronc riding. It was strictly rough stock, and I'm telling you, it got western in this arena. But before the event took place, a lot of the cowboys were down there and had an opportunity to go hang out in the Bayou country, eat some crawfish, and meet up with several of the locals down there. And we've got an interview with one of them. Here he is, the man, the original, one of the original swamp people, and T. Mike. Let's take a listen.
All right, fans, if you guys watch a little bit of television, you guys may have seen these folks, the original swamp people down here. I'm down here with one of them, T. Mike. T. Mike, talk to us about what it's like to have a bunch of these cowboys down here in the Bayou country.
Well, what I realized was we, cowboys and us, we're kind of the same people.
Well, I can tell you, we actually just saw a highlight of McKinnon Wimberly, one of our favorite bull riders down here, jumping on the back of that 1,400-pound gator you got down there in your woods, right?
Yeah, that's our third-largest gator, and we got him to jump on his back and see what it was like to ride a short bull with teeth.
Yeah, that's one thing. I'll take horns any day over those teeth, man. But what's it like for you to be down here at this event here with the Professional Rough Stock Series?
I think it's a good opportunity to come out and meet some cowboys. I've always been to some rodeos when I was younger, and I'm glad I got the experience to come out and meet some backstage and look forward to having fun.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you taking the time out for these cowboys down there, and We look forward to seeing more of your Gators.
Well, that's great. We look forward to seeing more rodeo action.
All right, fans, that was T-Mike, one of the original Swamp People down here, and a lot of these guys had an opportunity to come down and spend some time at his Gator Ranch, and it was really exciting. If you guys are not following the Professional Rough Stock Series Facebook page, get over there and check it out. You'll see some of those cowboys as they're sitting on the back of a 1,400-pound alligator. No thank you. I will take those horns any day. But, you know, T-Mike has said something about the rodeo fans are a lot like the guys down there in the Bayou Country, and I will tell you that they were some of the best fans down here for the Professional Rough Stock Series. And I mean, it was loud. If you heard in the background the explosions going off, there were lights, there was smoke, there was fireworks going on in the Bayou Country. And that was before the event even got underway. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. So, fans, stay tuned. We got a lot more action coming your way as we wrap up live from Gonzales, Louisiana, with the Professional Rough Stock Series. Stay tuned.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Hay Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingHayRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingHayRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Making 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Making8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up live from Gonzales, Louisiana, as we wrap up the show down here with the Professional Rough Stock Series. And like I said, fans, you're going to hear me talk a lot about it. Wow was the best way to describe it. What a great event down here. And, you know, we talk a lot about the competitors that have come down. And, you know, when we mention some of the top athletes, we're talking about guys like Chris Harris, Stephen Peebles, Clint Cannon, Justin McDaniels, Jared Smith, and Matt Bright, you know, Wynn Ratliff. These guys are all, you know, NFR-type guys that we've seen, and that's just in the bareback riding, fans. You know, and I will tell you that the event that took place here when we started off with the bareback riding was one that was just exceptional. It was really great to see. We had a lot of qualified rides down here. We only had a few buck-offs. And, you know, here is an interesting take. There was one cowboy in particular that we got to talk about in the bareback riding, Eric Wolford, who was also entered in the saddle bronc. So we saw him ride both sides of the horses here this weekend. He ended up with Party Girl of Pickett Pro Rodeo, and, you know, he ended up having to get a re-ride and, you know, scored 61 with an option, came back and scored 76. Was 76 enough? Unfortunately, no. It's going to be a short night for Eric Wolford in the bareback, but we would also see him later on in the saddle bronc. But I'll tell you a couple of guys that did make it back to the final four: Justin McDaniels with a score of 81, Clint Cannon with a score of 85, Josie Young with a score of 84 on blackjack, and Ren Ratliff with a score of 83.5. So those were your top four in the bareback riding. And, you know, you can't say enough about the stock contractors that were down here. Pickett Pro Rodeo, Stace Smith at Smith Pro Rodeo, Klein Brothers, X-Bar 2 Rodeo were down here. And I'm telling you, they brought some pretty good stock down here. We only saw one re-ride in the bareback riding, and it was, you know, it was exciting to watch these horses buck. And if you go to Make an 8 Network fan page there on Facebook, you can see some of the pictures as well as the Professional Rough Stock Series Facebook page. They have been uploading pictures all day long, so you guys can get over there and check it out. Well, 85 was the leader in the long round, and that was by Clint Cannon. He had a horse by the name of Spark Plug. And let's take a listen to the interview as we were able to catch up with Clint.
All right, Clint Cannon, talk to us about the horse you had here in the bareback, this first one, Spark Plug.
You know, I didn't know nothing about him, but when they rolled him in, he was crazy. He was kicking the chute, trying to jump out. I thought he was going to wear himself out, but, boy, he did come a-bucking.
Yeah, he sure did. 85 points put you in a pretty good spot here going in the short round, right?
Yeah, it did, you know, and I hope I can come in the finals and pull this one out. And, you know, I always perform well in four-man rounds, so...
What's it like for you to be down there at PRS?
Oh, it's great. You know, I love coming to deals that are just boom, boom. Let's buck some horses, let's buck some bulls, let's buck some more horses, let's buck some more bulls. That's what it's all about, rodeo.
There you go. Well, good luck in the short round.
Thank you.
All right, that was Clint Cannon. 85 was your leader going into the short round. Now, they bring four back. They've got 12 competitors in each event. They bring four back to the short round. So here we are. Justin McDaniel came in with a score of 81, scored an 80 on his short round horse, Smart Water of Smith Pro Rodeo. Wynn Ratliff came in with 83.5. He came out with 83 on R.D. Mercer, who, by the way, is a Wrangler NFR horse. And we've had an opportunity to see him there in Las Vegas. Josie Young came in with a score of 84. He was on Teaspoon. He scored 81.5. Now, he got stepped on as well. Now, all reports that I have heard are that Josie Young is doing fine. But he had Teaspoon of Smith Pro Rodeo. So it came back down to one man. Now, Clint Cannon had a score of 85. He had Prairie Winds of Pickett Pro Rodeo, ended up scoring 82 points. Well, that would be enough to take the win here in Gazelles, Louisiana, in the bareback riding. We caught up with Clint one more time, so here he is. All right, Clint, we're talking to you back here at the end of the short round, man. Big night for you tonight, right?
Yeah, man, I mean, winning first both rounds, that's great. Can't beat that right there. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, talk to us about your short round horse.
You know, I had a horse that Josie Young won an event on a couple of, you know, weeks ago, and he said he's good, man, so I was tickled to have him.
Well, good deal, man. Congratulations here tonight. We look forward to seeing you down the road. Are you heading to Ohio next week?
No, I've got some stuff I got to do back home, prepare for my little girl to get here, so I got to take care of that stuff.
Well, I know this paycheck tonight has sure helped that.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Clint Cannon. You're a winner in the bareback riding down here in Gazelles, Louisiana, and a great job from him. That put him in the number four slot for the 2013 season standings here overall with the Professional Rough Stock Series. So he is actually sitting in fourth. Josie Young is in third. Jared Smith is in second, and J.R. Verzane is in first. So look forward to seeing what these guys can do. Now, they will be moving on to Toledo, Ohio. With Clint Cannon not being there, it's going to open up the door for some of these others like Jesse Davis, Justin McDaniel, several of these other guys that we may see. Wynn Ratliff, who's sitting in the 12th spot, he's at $3,000, a little over $3,000, could make up some big ground and get himself up there in contention. So we look forward to seeing what happens there. Going down, we've got a lot more events to talk about, fans, and want you guys to stay tuned. We've got bull riding and we've got saddle bronc coming your way. So make sure to stay tuned right here on the Rodeo Wrap Up Report with Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Making 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Making 8 Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back, fans. Well, it's down to the bull riding. Now, this is one event that lots of fans turn out to see. You know, we've got a lot of talent here. One of the other things we do want to mention, Justin McDaniels, who we talked about in the bareback, was also here in the bull riding. So this is another guy that was able to enter up in two events. We talked about Eric Wolford, who was entered up in the saddle bronc. Well, Justin McDaniels was also entered up in the bull riding. Unfortunately, they had 12 competitors. They only had four qualified rides. They only had three qualified rides here. Made things a little bit tough, but the bulls, the caliber of bulls that were here, were some of the top in the business. And, I believe it gave these guys an opportunity. We had a lot of talent down here. Travis Sellers, Jay Morrow, Justin McDaniels, Willis Trostclaire. We had one of our favorites in Bobby Welsh, the Wyoming Cowboy, who also makes his home in Texas. And then we had another Texas Cowboy that most of you fans know about, McKinnon Wimberly. That's right, fans, I said it. McKinnon Wimberly was here, and he is also the points leader here in the 2013 season in the bull riding. And, there were a lot of guys. Like I said, we did have three that turned out and made some qualified rides, and one of them being Bobby Welsh. Now, Bobby was only given a score of 69 points. He was given an option for a reride because the bull didn't have the typical out that he normally does. They gave him an option, and Bobby turned it down because of the fact that there were a lot of guys that were struggling to make qualified rides. Another guy that came in, McKinnon Wimberly, scored 79 points, and Willis Trostclair scored 84. Here's how it played out in the short round. They did have to draw one back on time, and that would have been Jay Morrow. He was the closest to the 8-second whistle, and so he was back, ended up bucking off in the short round. Bobby Welsh ended up bucking off. He had the bull Elvis from Penny Bucking Bulls. Then we had McKinnon Wimberly come out. He was brought down early on Rough Cut from FNF Bucking Bulls, which led us down to one man, Willis Trostclair. He was the event leader in the long round, coming in with a score of 84. He had Gracie's Gold Cat from Bird Nest and was ended up bucking off. So what that did was that brought back the money earned from the long round and gave your winner to Willis Trostclair. Now, I will say that we were able to catch up with Willis, so let's take a listen to this interview.
All right, Willis, talk to us about your ride here tonight.
My first ride, he was good. My buddy owns both of the bulls I got on. They local bulls. And first one, he was pretty good. I got him rode, felt good. And second bull, I used to travel with a guy, Trent Amaday. He used to go to the PBRs with me. And he owned that second bull that bucked me off. So I'm going to have to hear it from him,
Well, not only are the bulls from right here in Louisiana, but you're also here. What's it like to compete down here, right here in front of your home crowd?
Oh, it's great, being home and they get to come watch and do good, it feels great.
What do you think about these professional Rough Stock Series deals?
They're pretty good deal, I didn't know about these deals until like a few weeks ago. I like them. They're pretty cool.
So you'll be going back to another one?
Yeah, you bet, man.
All right, man. Well, congratulations here tonight.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys, that was Willis Trostclair. Your winner with 84 points in the long round carried over. He got himself a pretty good paycheck. Another guy who was able to finish second was, of course, one of our fan favorites here, McKinnon Wimberly. He ended up scoring 79 points, and we were able to catch up with McKinnon, so let's take a listen.
All right, we're going to talk with the Professional Rough Stock Series leader coming into tonight's event, McKinnon Wimberly. McKinnon, talk to us about your ride here in the first round.
In the first round, I had a great bull. I'd seen some videos of him, and he looked just sweet, and boy, he was. And I got to spur on him a little bit and show off some, and got a few points and a little money to put in the bank, so I'm happy.
Well, there you go, 79 points there, bringing you back, and brought you back to the short round. Fortunately, he got bucked off, but everybody got bucked off, so you guys took your score. Second place finish here tonight. And you're leading the Professional Rough Stock Series right now in the bull riding, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Short round, I had the bull that I wanted. He was a jam-up sucker, and he turned back to the left, and he really whipped his body, so it's one you kind of got a spur on, and I spurred on him maybe a little higher than I needed to, and he just stepped out from under me. It works, but I'm loving these BRS deals, and I have a blast at them, and and I'm going to keep coming to them. This is about the only thing I go to, and man, they're fun. You can come watch some great bronc rides, great bareback rides, and some great bull rides, and good stock in all the events, and they're a heck of a show.
Well, you bet they are. We love being down here, love watching you out here riding this week, and you know, good luck here going into the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. I plan on knocking them out.
All right, guys, that was your favorite here, one of your favorites in the Professional Rough Stock Series, McKinnon Wimberly. And, you know, one thing about McKinnon is see him out here so relaxed and doing so well after his injury that he acquired last year. To see him come back and ride the way he has this year, he's doing really great. Loves the Professional Rough Stock Series, and I can guarantee if you can get to one, you'll have an opportunity to catch up with McKinnon just like we did. So make sure you guys get out to one of these Professional Rough Stock Series events. He's out signing autographs and interacting with the crowds. Loves it. Loves to be around the crowd and really feeds off the energy. They love seeing McKinnon, and he loves seeing them. Now, I will say that he does have a pretty strong lead right now, but a lot of things can change going into the summer months here with the Professional Rough Stock Series. Right now he's sitting in first place with over $12,000 won. Travis Sellers is in second. Willis Trosclair moved into the third spot. Chandler Bounds sitting in fourth. So those are your top four here in the bull riding standings with the Professional Rough Stock Series. So I do want to make mention, fans, that we did have a great group of guys down here that were not just the competitors, but you know, some of the guys like Torrey Cooper and Jason McCall, who are your regular bullfighters with the Professional Rough Stock Series. They also had Chris Reeves, who's a local cowboy down here in Louisiana, was able to come down here and fight with these guys, and they all did a fantastic job. Your barrel man down here was J.J. Harrison. They did have some special guest pickup men, and the two-time world champion, Chris Shivers, was here with Brett Hall. And those guys also did a fantastic job here at the arena. We really love being down here with these guys and cannot wait. Like I said, RFD-TV is going to start the coverage in coming up on May 3rd. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. Fans, we're going to take one more short break. I promise you, you do not want to miss out on the highlights that occurred here in the saddle bronc riding. It got wild, it got western, and we are going to talk about it here coming up. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making 8 Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out Making8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up with Making 8 Rodeo Network on KWBY 98.5, 107.9, and Making8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report as we wrap up the Professional Rough Stock Series from Gonzales, Louisiana. And what a fantastic of event it has been down here. First, we had some great bareback riding. Then we went into some bulls, and I'll tell you, you know, to see guys like McKinnon and Bobby Wells, Travis Sellers, so many of these great, talented young kids come down here and just ride the way they did. You know, like I said, bareback or the bull riding was a little bit short, but I'll tell you, it made up for it in saddle bronc. So going down to it, we started things off with one of our favorites who actually just won the Saddle Bronc at the Ram National Circuit Finals in Oklahoma City last week. Curtis Garthon, who also makes his home in Louisiana, was able to come down here and compete in his first professional Rough Stock Series event. He ended up getting a re-ride horse. And if, you know, I've never seen a horse buck the way that his re-ride horse did. Unfortunately, he reached down and grabbed those reins just a little early. But it was to keep him from getting hung up in that saddle, because I'm telling you, that horse went every direction all at the same time. Never seen a horse buck the way he did, but sure enough, Curtis ended up getting bucked off. But I'll tell you, a couple guys had some really good nights down here, and we've got to talk about them. Cody DeMoss came in, was able to finish out with 74 in the long round. He had himself a pretty good horse. He had, now check this out, the name of it, it will kind of make you chuckle, Smiling Goat from Smith Pro Rodeo. Have you ever heard of a name? Now, I'm telling you, you know, there's been some good names out there, War Paint, you know, Darth Vader, but then to have a horse called Smiling Goat. And Cody DeMoss was smiling with a 74 point score, bringing him back to the short round. Another one that was able to make it back, Louis Bronson, came back with a score of 76. J.J. Elshear came out with a score of 80, and Court Shear came out with a score of 85. Now, here's where things got just a little Western, fans. Let me tell you, Court Shear had a horse. They came through. J.J. Elshear, well, let's back things up first. Cody DeMoss bucked off in the short round, which is almost unheard of. Very surprising. But, you know, he had a horse by the name of Ned Pepper of Smith Pro Rodeo, and that horse was a bucking horse. And, unfortunately, brought down the world champion, Cody DeMoss. It was really – it's just not something you see every day. Louis Bronson came out with Pretty Boy and was also bucked off of one of Smith Pro Rodeo's horse. So, that left two guys. J.J. Elshear, he had East Coast Otis of Smith Pro Rodeo, and came out with a score of 80 points, giving him a total of 160. So that left it down to one man. Now, this is where it gets exciting, fans. Course Shear drew a horse by the name of Famous Dave. Unfortunately, this horse, you know, Court had had this horse before and bucked him off pretty early. Court was looking for a little revenge. Well, this horse did not have a typical out. So let's just stay with us, fans, as this thing gets real Western here. Court Shear nods his head. The horse comes out backwards. After he comes out backwards, he rears up real high and falls over, goes down to the ground. Court Shear's got his foot or his feet sticking out there, you know, up underneath the horse, but he also keeps his free hand out, never touches him, okay? Horse pops back up. Court Shear goes to spurring the hide off this horse. I mean, there had to have been fur flying off this thing. This horse goes to bucking, and I mean bucking hard. And Court Shear stayed with him the entire time. 8-second buzzer sound, and Court Shear goes to hat whooping this thing. I've never seen more hats fly off into the arena. The fans were on their feet. It was so loud, I thought the roof was going to come off of the Lamar Dixon Expo Center. It was unbelievable. So the buzzer sounds, and as the horse is coming by, Corsair's not done yet. He's pulling out his six-shooter, pointing at the crowd with his six-shooter fingers as he's going by, and I mean sold the show. It was worth the price of admission for every single one of those fans, and I can guarantee it's not going to matter that Corsair won the event, but they are all going to be talking about how this guy cowboyed up and made one heck of a ride. But it was all for naught. Because the horse came out backwards and fell down, he was given a re-ride option automatically. They did not score him for that first horse, but it was so worth it. So he ends up having to go back and get a re-ride horse. Course Shear broke his saddle when that horse went down on its side. So he has to borrow a saddle. Now, he's sitting in second place right now because J.J. Elshear had covered both his horses. He was the only guy to cover both of his horses there in the long round and in the short round. So Court knew he had to make a ride, and win, you know, in order to win the event. So he borrows the saddle. Now, if any of you have ever tried saddle bronc, you know that it is very difficult to try to borrow somebody else's saddle and make a ride. But Corsair was able to do that. Scored 80 points, giving him a 5-point lead over J.J. Elsier, 165, which gave him the event win down here in Gonzales, Louisiana. And we were able to catch up with Court. You got to take a listen to this interview. What a fantastic guy. What a heck of a bronc ride he made here, and we talk with him about it.
All right, the winner of the saddle bronc course here. Talk to us. It got a little western here in the short round, did it not?
Yeah. That horse, Famous Dave, I've actually been on him 2 years ago. It was my first horse back after my knee surgery, and he ended up two-jumping me and bought me off bad. So he went down, and I just thought, man, I've already got off you once. I ain't getting off you again. I'm going to get some payback on this one.
Well, not only did you stay up on him, you came out one arm in the air, and then he started, you know, tipping your hat. You was hat-whooping that thing and just burned the hide off of him. It looked really good. And then you're six-gunning and shooting at the crowd. It was awesome to watch. It worth the price of admission, I guarantee it.
Oh, you know, you love it. You know, you get this many good people in the stands, you know, and you thrive off, you know, and just make them happy makes me happy, you know, and anything that's going to make them smile, I guarantee I'm going to do everything I can to do it.
So, okay, it was all for naught, though. It was just for show because you ended up having to take a re-ride.
Yeah.
You broke your saddle. I mean, talk to us about what you had to go through to go back and get on. You already knew you had to make a ride in order to make have a chance to win the round.
Yeah, and I mean, you live with your saddles, you know, and every bit, I mean, like a little, like half a centimeter is a long ways in a saddle, you know, and so, I mean, you just trust your buddies, you know, and that's what the best thing about rodeo is, the camaraderie, you know, and everybody's for everybody else, you know, and as soon as that everybody heard that, every bronc rider was grabbing their stuff, trying to help me out, you know, and I mean, that's just cowboy stuff, you know, and everybody, we get together and we just want to have a blast, and we all want to help each other have a blast. And like I said, you can't just think about that kind of stuff, you know, because when you start thinking, that's when you start messing up or screwing up, you know. You train yourself to just deal with situations, and no matter what's going on, just keep firing, keep going at them, and live life to the fullest, you know.
Well, Louisiana was certainly good to you down here. Now, were you down here earlier hanging out with the alligators and all too earlier this week?
Yes, sir, man. I tell you what, I was scared to death, too. I mean, it was fun. There don't have to be many reptiles in Nebraska. It gets a little chilly, so I mean, it was an experience. You know, I loved it. Get the opportunity to come down here. It's awesome country. People are awesome. You know, I loved every one of them, and it's a blast. I wish I didn't have to leave.
Well, are you on to Toledo, Ohio next week, or you ended up somewhere else?
I'm actually going to some more tour rodeos, PRCA rodeos, but every one of these I want to go to because, I mean, to tell you the truth, these are better than the pro rodeos. I mean, it's the three best events going, and everybody, I mean, they work with you. You know, there ain't no rules. I mean, you just go out and play cowboy and have fun, you know, and that's what they want to do everything you can to do it for them, and so you want to do it for them too, you know, and so I love it. I'm going to come to every one of these.
Well, you sure play cowboy here tonight, and congratulations. We look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it a bunch.
All right, guys, that was Corsair, your winner here in the saddle bronc riding. 85 in the long round, came back after a wild and western ride there in the short round, gets a re-ride. You know, broken saddle, had to borrow a saddle. But, you know, just like Core said, the camaraderie down here, there must have been 8 guys out there helping him get his saddle back on. This guy got off his horse. He was the last cowboy out in the short round. So they, you know, they had to entertain while they got his saddle put together enough for him to get back on and make a re-ride. And he came out with 80 points, enough to win the event. And, you know, it was just so fantastic to watch. Like I said, not only was Corsair one that really sold the tickets down here in Gonzales, Louisiana, but another guy that was here throughout the entire evening was professional rodeo entertainer J.J. Harrison. Now, when Court ended up having to take his re-ride, there's a little stall in the show, but I'll tell you, the fans never missed a beat with J.J. Harrison here in the arena. And we were able to catch up with J.J., so let's take a listen as we were able to talk with one of the best entertainers in the rodeo business.
All right, we're down here with the rodeo entertainer for tonight's Professional Rust Talk Series, J.J. Harrison. J.J., talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here at the in Gonzales, Louisiana, down here in the bayou.
I'll tell you what, it's the first time ever in Louisiana. It's the first time ever really in the southeast. And, you know, it's not a typical day for me. I don't normally sit on a 1,200-pound alligator like I did today. you know, I've had some great crawfish. I've enjoyed the Southeast and in particular Louisiana. You know, this is a neat state, and I tell you what, if everybody came down here and visited the place, we'd all move here. So it's probably best we don't. Really cool, and I'm excited about tonight.
Well, how was that crawfish?
Crawfish is good. The whole suck the juices out of the head thing, I'll let that somebody else. But I had one or two of them, and they weren't bad at all.
Well, good deal. Well, talk to us about what we have to look forward to here at this Professional Rustock Series.
A nice thing about the PRS is it's the frosting on a cake. When a lot of people go to rodeo, there's a lot of people that appreciate the time events, and I'm one of those guys. But we got to admit that kind of our gravy is our rough stock, and that's what the fans want to see, and that's the only thing they're jammed with right here at the PRS. We start with bareback riding. We've got NFR caliber cowboys, but we book in the bull riding. In other words, what I mean by that is we put the bull riding after our bareback riding, and we finish with the saddle bronc riding, and I think that's brilliant. Just my opinion. I'm a clown, so take it for what it's worth. But we end our event with rides. You know, the bull riding anymore, man, it's hard. You know, we've got bull breeders that are bucking guys off left and right. So when you end with 7 or 8 consistent rides, it works out pretty cool, and it gets the crowd fired up. And, you know, they want to hear a score. They want to see people compete, but they want to hear a score, too, and I like that. That's a neat thing about the PRS.
That's right. Well, it is going to be exciting. We look forward to it. Now, talk to us about a little bit about yourself. Now, you've had a pretty good year this year, starting off there with being in Vegas, right?
I did. I was selected by the announcers and bullfighters to be our NFR entertainer, and it meant the world to me, and it kind of ruined me because I want it back really bad. I want to work hard and have another great year, and didn't really have a whole lot of time off. Went basically from Vegas over to Denver for the Denver National Western Stock Show and did 20 performances there, and then February I do a rodeo in Hawaii, but that was filled with PRS events, and then I went over to Rodeo Austin in March, and here this weekend, and then I head to California for the next 2 weekends. I go to Red Bluff and Clovis, and you know, I've got a really busy schedule lined up. It's safe to say that a lot of my rodeos are in the Northwest. I live in Walla Walla, Washington, and I'm pretty smart. You know, I don't want to drive clear across the country if there's one real close to the house just as big. So I try and be a smart businessman. But I tell you what, you come to Louisiana and Texas and some of these great states in our union, and I mean, it makes a guy really want to get out and travel more.
Now, did you say Walla Walla? What? Where?
Yeah, that's right. It's like Bugs Bunny said it on the Looney Tunes. But yeah, Walla Walla, Washington. I wasn't raised there, but that's where I live now. And it's a pretty centrally located place in the Northwest, to Southeast Washington, Washington State. But it's a nice place to live. But I sure like traveling.
Now, where can the fans find you? Like, I mean, you got a Facebook, you got a website?
Yeah, you know, technology. I'm stalked all over the world now. I've got quite a few different ways on Facebook. You can always find me. There's a like page. There's a couple of whatever pages. And I've got a website, jj-harrison.com. But just Google my name. You know, Google or Bing or whatever you want to do. Search for me. You'll find me. And I don't put a lot of things on the internet because I'm not really savvy with that. But fans have put some videos and stuff like that on. And that's my favorite part of rodeo. I love the lifestyle. I love that we're keeping Western heritage alive. But I really love the fans that follow rodeo because they're the most loyal fans you'll ever find.
That's right. Well, we look forward to seeing you down the road. Good luck tonight.
Giddy up. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. That was J.J. Harrison, your rodeo entertainer down here in Gonzales, Louisiana. It was great catching up with him. The Walla Walla, Washington rodeo entertainer, you got to say, you know, you love to hear it. And it was really great to catch up with J.J. and, you know, get his perspective down here on the Professional Rustock Series. And it really is. He really put it in perspective for all of us fans. And if you have not attended a PRS event, fans, you are truly missing out. These are very great produced events, and they've got a great staff of working personnel down here. And, you know, with the president being a former bull rider himself, Spud Whitman, really puts things in perspective on what this caliber of event is like. And we were able to catch up with Spud and some of the guys down here with the Professional Rustock Series. We're going to let you take a listen here as we're able to talk with these guys.
All right, guys, we're down here with the president of the Professional Rustock Series and a couple of the other guys, Spud Whitman. Spud, what can you tell us about here tonight? Man, this was exciting.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of excitement. You watch and you see, you know, anytime you put those caliber athletes on this caliber of stock, it's pretty good mix, you know.
Absolutely it is, and it got a little western down here in the Saddle Bronc there in the short round, man. You know, really excited the crowd, but it was a great turnout down here in Louisiana. I look forward to getting to the next one of these deals. It was awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's all about putting a footprint down, letting the people in Louisiana and everywhere else know what we are and what we're bringing. You know, it's, you know, like you say, it's great to come to an event like this. You see a big crowd, and you see some tremendous athletes and some great action. That's what it's all about. That's what the PRS is.
Well, you guys got to come down here, you know, earlier this week and hang out with some alligators and do a lot of stuff down here in Louisiana, didn't you?
Man, I ain't gonna kid you. We went over there around some of them gators. And I'd have rather crawled on a bull than to do that. It was kind of a spooky situation with them things, you know. But the hospitality and the people down here, the crawfish and the jambalaya. I mean, we've been to festival after festival and just having a good time. You know, that's the thing about Louisiana. Every time you come down here, everybody's open. They're sitting there with open arms and want to see a great event, and we had one tonight. It was great.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are on to Ohio next, right?
Yeah, Toledo, Ohio. You know, we're off to Toledo next weekend, then off to Redmond, Oregon the weekend after that. So we're on the move. You know, I think the big thing is, you know, what I like is, you know, it's nice to have a crowd like this, but everybody out there in TV land, tune in and watch RFD TV, because you're going to see something pretty spectacular.
Absolutely, and that starts when? May 3rd? May 3rd,
yes, sir. That starts May 3rd. That'll be coming to you there. I'm just getting slightly tired, but I think it's Eastern.
When it?
7 o'clock Central, and that'd be good.
Well, that's good. You got some of your hands down here that are working with you.
Yeah.
Talk to us about this guy right here.
Right here, this man right here, I can't tell you how much he does for me and how much I appreciate everything he does. This is Scott Reeder, Vice President of PRS, and my shoot boss. He keeps them all lined out down here, and you know, you think about that and the job that takes place there. There's a lot happening, you know, and the Cowboys respect what Scott's, you know, decisions are and what he does, and Scott does a great job.
Well, Scott, talk to us a little about what it's like for you working down here with these guys with the Professional Rough Stock Series.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been involved in rodeo all my life, and I love this part of this job. And I really try to give the Cowboys a fair shot and the horses a fair shot. You know, these Cowboys try hard, and we want to give them the best possibility that they can have to have the best ride that they can have.
Absolutely. Well, we saw a lot of that here tonight, and, you know, we got to tip our hat to PRS for what you guys do. Cannot wait to get down to the next one, so thank you guys very much.
You bet. We're glad to be here. I tell you what, this Louisiana, we love it. You guys have great hospitality down here. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see you guys down to the next one.
You bet. Toledo.
All right, guys, that was the president and vice president, Spud Whitman and Scott Reeder, talking with us about the Professional Rough Stock Series, and really they have done a fantastic job, and they've got such a great staff down here. Chad Nicholson, they've got so many involved down here, Monty Hawkeye Henson, and they do. They really work hard and produce such a great event for you fans. It is well worth the price of admission. And then you see some of the western stuff that goes on with the bareback and the saddle bronc, like we did with Corsair here this evening, was just one for the record books. And I got to tell you, Corsair is actually sitting in second place in the overall standings. It's a tight race in the saddle bronc. So, fans, we've still got several events that are coming in and more to come. Toledo, Ohio next weekend. Then they'll be on to Redmond, Oregon. They've got Missouri. They've got South Dakota, Colorado coming up this summer. Going into the fall, they've got Tunica, Mississippi, and then they've got Salina, Kansas. So a lot of great events. And then, of course, their world finals will be coming up in October as well. So you guys will have to stay tuned. We look to be at several of these events throughout the remainder of the season as well. We've already got Belfou, South Dakota on the
calendar for us to be able to attend. We may be able to make Loveland, Colorado. I would love to get out to Tunica, Mississippi, and then possibly Salina, Kansas. So you fans will just have to stay tuned. We definitely don't want to miss their finals either. But you guys make sure to follow them. You can go check out ProRoughStock.com and find out just what's going on with the Professional Rough Stock Series. Fans, want to also make mention here, this has got to be one of the most spectacular events that I've seen in a long time. The patriotism that is here and the support that they have for the you know, not just the military, but the local law enforcement, medical personnel. This is an event here. They really take a lot of pride in supporting the military and just what these guys do. So want to say thank you to them, as this is Patriot Week, and we are celebrating it all week long. So we're going to wrap up our show here today with a little bit of John Wayne as we wrap up our rodeo wrap-up show with the Professional Rough Stock Series from Gonzales, Louisiana. We'll be back at it again here, fans, this week. Tuesday, we will be doing our Back on the Ranch show. We'll have some special guests. You guys stay tuned and look forward to more Making 8 Rodeo Network radio broadcasting. So until then, rodeo fans, make sure to stay tuned. Get a grip with Making8Rodeo.com.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton? Have you watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your
God. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.